KALW.
Hello?
Is this Domino's?
This is Domino's. What can I get for you?
Can I get a bacon and sausage, extra cheese?
Okay. So that's one go fuck yourself with a side of have fun on the playa.
That's outstanding. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome back to the intersection at Burning Man. Each year, 80,000 people make their way from all around the world to a patch of Black Rock Desert in Nevada, where they build a temporary city they call Black Rock City. Participants fill the 7 square miles with dance halls, bars, stages, mutant vehicles, an airport, and a lot of art. Some are massive installations, like a 40-foot-tall pipe organ that shoots fire, or the staircase of boulders that seem to hover 20 feet above the playa. But there are also hundreds of smaller projects, labors of love that can easily get lost amidst all the pyrotechnics. And that's part of their charm. You just happen upon them, which is how I end up on this phone call.
Hi there.
Hi. Where are you?
I'm at home in Europe. It's the middle of the night here.
Oh, really?
It's like at 2 in the morning.
My name is David. I haven't even told you my name.
I'm Xandra.
How do you spell that?
With an X. It's Dutch. You're in Black Rock City now.
Yeah, I'm looking out at the desert right now.
This year, I cannot go to Burning Man. But it's nice to talk to people. I can feel that you are there.
And so how did you hear about the fact that you could have somebody call you?
Social media. Did you receive my number or something?
No, this is a phone, and you pick it up and it just starts to ring.
Really?
Yeah. Ah. So I don't know how this thing works.
It basically just connects you with some person who wanted to be here, signed up online. We got, I think, 1,100 signups. And it just randomly scrolls through people until you get one.
That's David Cooper. He's the man behind this phone experiment. In the default world, that's what people here call everywhere else. David is a coder and comedian, which, come to think of it, makes a lot of sense.
Originally, I wanted to put a desk with like a phone on it in like just a really basic, boring cubicle 1,000 feet out there. And you picked it up and you were like in a call center. We couldn't get the okay to tunnel phone cabling. So I pivoted and we put phones in our lounge here at BMIR.
He's referring to Burning Man Information Radio. He's one of dozens of volunteers who keep the low-frequency station on air out here throughout the event. The station has a sweet setup in the heart of the city with plenty of shade and a real welcoming vibe. So 24 hours a day, weary passersby plop themselves on big old Salvation Army couches to drink some water, take a nap, or just stop moving for a few minutes. And right there, in the middle of it all, there's two phones on a dusty table. A brass Victoriana one, and a circa 1986 office model. This is Burning Man, so of course, people pick them up.
Well, hello.
Hello from Black Rock City.
Well, that's incredible. Hello from Sao Paulo.
From where?
Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Oh, my gosh. We had no idea. I picked up the phone and talked to somebody, and I thought it was somebody here in the camp picking up the phone, but it was somebody out there.
All of the calls were recorded by BMIR, and I got my hot little hands on a week's worth of conversations. What you're about to hear are snippets and samples from some of my favorite calls.
Hello?
Hello, this is Burning Man.
Hi, Burning Man. This is Betsy on the toilet.
This is Betsy on the toilet?
Yes. Well, hello. This must be Black Rock City calling me.
It is Black Rock City. This is Cracker Jack. Who's this?
This is Evil Chris.
Where are you?
Well, I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm making my dinner right now. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I called you during dinner? I'm like a phone solicitor. That's horrible.
Don't even worry about it.
As the phone rings in Black Rock City, folks in the default world hear this recording.
Incoming call from Black Rock City. Press any key to accept. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
A few hang up, but most can't wait to connect.
Hello.
Hey,
How are you?
Wicked.
I've been waiting for you.
Ah, oh, you've been waiting for me. Oh, my God. Oh, I have been waiting for you. My name is Seppo Sheila.
My name is Eric.
Oh, cool. Where are you in the default world right now, Eric?
I am in London.
London? You don't sound like you're, like, English.
I'm not English, no. I'm from L.A.
I'm from Australia, and I'm a virgin.
Amazing. I'm so happy this worked. I signed up for this thing thinking that it wasn't going to ever happen.
One thing to understand is there's no cell service out here. And while there are plenty of rumors of hidden Wi-Fi hotspots, I haven't found one. So it's understandable callers are surprised when they reach someone from the outside world.
So I just walked into this, like, Burning Man. What's the I stand for?
Thank you.
Oh, Burning Man Information Radio. Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to hold the phone up and I can show you? We can be your eyes. You can be his eyes. Can you describe?
Yeah, be my eyes. What's happening right now?
There's bicycles riding by. There goes someone with blue hair. I can see a Gene Simmons Kiss doll. And there's a shit ton of dust. They all look like, you know, burners. They've got dust all over them.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. Do you want to talk to Eric for a minute?
She's putting someone else on.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I knew that this...
I can't hear you, what?
Huh?
So, how does this thing work? Even though I have a sinking suspicion that I am not going to understand the answer, I ask David Cooper, the mastermind behind the project.
It's computer programming. Yeah. You know, it's what I do for a living.
What do you normally code?
I work for a heavy construction software company, so...
The result is different, but is the process different to create this?
Somewhat similar. It's a little application running on the internet. You pick up the phone, it hits the application selects the number, returns back to the phone, the dial, it rings, you know, so.
That right there is the sound of me, totally clueless.
And I noticed that it's not really labeled, it's just sort of sitting there.
Well, there's a label by that one that says information. People have come to BMIR looking for internet, or looking, I need to pay my rent, and so we tell them, you know, perhaps cruelly, to pick up this phone.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning.
How's the burn?
We're having fun here. Is it possible if I ask you to send a message to one person?
Well, what's that message?
I got here safely.
All right, it's done. It's sent.
Okay, can I... phone number?
Okay, what is that?
7-9. And the person is Oksana. That's my wife.
All right, I'll call her.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a good one, man.
Many of the calls are brief. A minute or two of trying to figure out what's going on, a bit of small talk, and then...
Yeah, have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
But some last a lot longer. The longest is actually over an hour, and these get a bit more intimate.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, hello.
Hi there. You've reached sunny Rhode Island.
What?
That's where I am.
What do you mean, that's where you are? Who are you?
Well, my name's Randy, and 20 years ago, right now, I was at Burning Man and having one of the best weeks of my life. And I haven't made it out there since, because, like, I am in Rhode Island.
Wow. So this is a phone call out to a wise one out in the ether. You're not even on Playa right now?
I am in Bristol, Rhode Island, right beside the Atlantic Ocean.
Wow.
I was kind of watching Netflix and eating some popcorn, and the phone rang, and I didn't recognize the number. And then it said, "Do you accept a call from Black Rock City?" And I'm kind of blown away.
Wow, how fun. What a joy. There's so much magic, so much beauty. Hold on, I'm getting a call from another line. Beep 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 beep. Hello, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you come back? Come see us out here.
Yeah, I would love to do it, but one of the reasons I never went back as much as I loved it. The whole thing was so much of a peak experience that I don't know if it could ever match, you know? I mean, I just turned 64 years old. I'm kind of semi-retired at this point, and so I'm...
You're just a spring chicken, then. Yeah, bring an RV, be comfy, whatever, but we'll take care of you. Your wisdom is so much craved here, your presence. We want to see your face, too. Yay, Burning Dan just showed up. I'm on the phone with someone who hasn't been out here for 20 years. He said he was here when it was 20. I know, I'll come with you. Yeah, yeah, no, I'll go. But sorry, it's Burning Dan. You can't turn down Burning Dan. But anyways, gosh, do you want to talk to someone else out here, or do you want to just be left alone?
I think I'm good for now.
Good. Well, that was such a fulfilling experience for me, so thank you so much. So much love. Thank you for your time.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello, this is the Playa speaking.
Fantastic, fantastic. Good to hear from you guys.
What day is it, Tuesday?
Yeah, man. Yeah, Tuesday night. I'm in the UK at a pub quiz.
At a pub quiz. Can I help you with any questions?
Unfortunately, we're on the picture round right now.
Describe one to me.
All right. Well, he's got a mustache.
Burt Reynolds, Ron Burgundy.
I'll write that down if it helps. So how's things going over there?
It's good. We're at the radio station right now. And there's a lot of
amazing,
really great art this year. My favorite is called Stone 27. It's 27 medium-sized boulders that are suspended by cables.
Yes, yes.
Where do you camp when you come?
I've never been, and this is what
been?
I know. I've wanted to for so long, so long.
I should have just slammed the phone down right now, but no, I'm just kidding.
No.
Well, I'm glad we found you.
So
you
glad.
Should now come find us, right?
It's a good place to be.
All right. Have a great one, man.
Likewise. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Hello?
Wait, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is this the dust calling?
It's the dust calling.
Oh, my God. You're in the dust, and I'm not. You lucky duck.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. This is Kilo. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Megan. How are you?
Megan?
Yes. I'm at work, so I have to step out into the hallway.
You have a very sultry voice, Megan.
It's not really. That's just because I'm, speaking
you're
low
just...
in the hallway. Did you get this? You didn't get it, did you? I knew it. Can you want me to stick it right? Boom. There we go. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm on the line with Black Rock City. I gotta go back. Okay, back to you.
So how's your burn going?
My burn is basically being experienced through the computer.
What part of the default world are you in?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Really? I'm moving to Los Angeles.
No way! You're kidding. When?
As soon as I get back from the burn. I've been shopping for sublets. I was living in WeHo just last month.
What? That's where I live.
Well, cool. And my compadre here, she is a improv singer, and she's offered to sing you a song.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah. Okay. So here she is.
Hi. So what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to sing you a song that's fully improvised, but you need to give me a few words.
Okay. This is easy. Well, I mean, I don't know how easy it'll be for you, but okay. So I'm a librarian in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Okay. I work in adult literacy, so helping adults with their reading and writing skills.
What is the most important thing you ever took away from Burning Man as a life lesson?
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow. Okay. I'll sing your song right now, okay?
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
So we're here again on the phone, as if you never left, us alone. And your baby is here with us, 9 years old right now. But walking on the playa just the same, 'cause you made a vow that you just wanna go with the flow. And that's what you do, you know. It doesn't matter where you are, you're still a playa star. Librarian from the heart, keep the people of reading start. Get them into the sky, answering the questions to the big, big wise. And they are here too, and then you know that you are always with us, and you can always come back day and night. you're quite always here on the playa.
Yay, that was excellent. Oh, my God, I felt it. Okay, I don't feel so far from the playa now. I feel a little bit closer.
Great. Okay, I'm gonna pass.
Thank you so much.
How was that?
That was amazing. That was the perfect, like, not being there, but getting a little tiny piece of being there.
I thought that would help.
Thank you so much. You facilitated
yeah,
that.
Pleasure talking to you.
Okay, now I have to go back to work.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Good evening.
Hello.
How is the burn?
Oh, it's been amazing. Yeah. It's my first.
Fantastic. What's your evening like that led you right up to this point?
We went out to, you know, go see the man burn, and that was great. And we were just partying, and I thought I was going to go on this wild adventure, and it didn't really end up in a wild adventure kind of space. We ended up back at camp, but we've all just been sitting around talking, and it's been super mellow, actually, but really nice, and I'm just have finally succumbed to the mellowness. What about you? Where am I calling right now?
I'm in Oakland, and I'm getting myself ready because tomorrow I'm going to be part of an all-day play party that's going on in the Oakland Hills. So that's going to be pretty sweet.
What's a play party?
That's the popular slang term these days for an orgy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and my big contribution tomorrow is that I'm bringing a kiddie pool, and I'm going to be making up a homebrewed batch of chocolate lube, and we're all going to be slipping and sliding around in it.
Wow, have you done this before?
Yeah, I actually did my test run of it this afternoon.
Nice.
So I've arrived at a formula that I'm pretty excited about, and I'm looking forward to introducing it to all my playmates tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Where would you like your evening to go from here?
Man, that is the million-dollar question. I don't know. So I did LSD for the first time this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was really, really mind-blowing. And I keep thinking about that, and I keep, like, there was this, like, desire for tonight to turn into, like a really all-night type of adventure. And I don't know. I'm just feeling kind of mellow.
Are you enjoying the mellow feeling?
I'm not. I know.
You want to change the way you feel.
I'm kind of not. I know. It's silly.
So it sounds like you very much want to go off on an adventure out into the playa, but you're also feeling like you want to be connected to the people there at your camp. And what you ideally want is for all of them to also want to go out.
I think there is a strong element of that. I think also I don't experiment with mind-altering drugs very often at all. So. And there's some fear around that a little bit. And so, like, part of me is like, I don't want to do that again. And then part of me is like, oh, do I really want to do that again? You know? Yeah.
Well, your second time is definitely going to be very different than your first time.
It was just extremely eye-opening. Like, I just don't think I'll ever see the world the same again. And I feel really grateful for that. So I guess there's that desire to, like, go back to that place.
Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But if I was going to give you a push in any one direction, I would say go out and have an amazing evening out there exploring things.
Well, thank you for encouraging me.
No worries.
Definitely take
good
that
luck.
Under strong consideration. Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy your party, too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
I am doing quite well. I picked up the phone. Hello.
I'm from France, so...
Is it morning there or night?
It's noon, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Well, have good lunch. It's, like, really
thank
late
you.
Here, like, 3 and 4 in the morning.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So have a good night.
All right.
Hello. Who's there?
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
I'm Michal from Slovakia, and who are you?
I see. Cool. I'm Mark. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Have I gotten you in a bad time or?
No. You got me in the proper time.
That's cool. You ever been to the Playa?
No, never. Probably I will never manage to get there. So.
All right, why not?
You know, there is too hot for me and.
If it's too hot, you can get an air conditioner here. No.
Yeah. But imagine from Slovakia to manage everything, I think rainbow pony or something like this is the term for people which just expect everything will be there. No, I would rather self-reliant on me.
I mean, look, this is just an excuse. I come from Germany.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. And how you manage to get tickets? Because I heard there is... tickets are sold out very quickly.
If you want to go, this is the thing. What's your name again?
Michal.
Michal, yeah. So look, here's the thing. If you put the intention to you, Michal, you want to go, and you really want to go, and you shut up with all your excuses, you shut up your subconscious with all your excuses, then you make it happen. You find a way. I got a ticket. I signed up for a camp.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met a bunch of people from the camp, and they said, I need a ticket. And there were like 100 people looking out for a ticket for me, and eventually it happened.
You are a lucky guy.
I mean, look, this is the thing. You say, oh, you're lucky. And maybe there's a luck, but luck comes only to those who open their arms and do the work. And, you know, and that's the thing. Like, you can do that, too. You can just, if you decide you want to go, don't come up with excuses. You're like, okay, I'll find a way. I make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will maybe manage in 2 or 3 years.
Okay, make it the next year.
Yeah, maybe.
Not maybe. Give me a fucking promise you going to Burning Man next year.
Yeah, okay. You promise that I will attend Burning Man next year.
Dope, that's it. And you better don't
yes.
break that promise. You're gonna have a freaking amazing experience here.
Yeah, thank you. Goodbye.
See you next year. Bye.
Next year's theme was just announced. It's the multiverse, which the Burning Man organization describes as a chance to encounter our alternate selves and slide sideways into parallel universes. And that's kind of how the phone experiment feels. Two totally different realities happening at once, with the phone as the portal between them. As you heard, it can be a bit disorienting, but it's also a reminder of how rare and strange this place is. And what makes this place so different from the default world that most of us live in the other 50 plus weeks of the year. Thanks for listening. On the next episode of The Intersection, we'll visit what many consider the sacred center of Burning Man, the temple. It's an architectural wonder and a space for release, ritual, and renewal.
There's usually a different feeling that happens in the temple, and people are respectful of that. If you want to drive your art car with a bunch of naked people, that's totally cool. It's just not done in the temple.
New episodes are released every other Wednesday. Subscribe to the Intersection podcast wherever you get your audio fix. And if you want to know more about the project, head to theintersection.fm.
I feel like now that you're on the phone with us, you should be able to come here.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be amazing if I could, like, gift you a golden ticket and you just, like, take a zip line to Burning Man?
God, that would be amazing, especially because then I probably wouldn't have to wait in, like, the 3-day-long line to get in.
The Intersection is a co-production of David Boyer, that's me, and KALW. Jonathan Davis is the associate producer. It's edited by Ben Trefney and Lisa Morehouse with an assist from Gabe Graben. It's also engineered by Gabe for your listening pleasure, with theme music from Eric Pearson. The Phone Experiment is a project of David Cooper, who also runs a weekly call-in radio show from a coffee shop in the Mission. Find out more at www.jew.pizza. Seriously. Until next time, I'm David Boyer, and this is The Intersection.